Okay, good evening, everyone. We are continuing in our Halacha Gems learning in Simin Tav Peites and Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer. I'll share with you a shaila, a question that was asked to me last evening that is still very much nogea tonight and tomorrow night for anybody who has yet to recite Kiddush Lavana. You have until 2:09 a.m. Monday evening to sanctify the moon of the new month of Chodesh Iyar. And so the shaila that was asked to me last night is, what is it that we do? Noting that there is the concept of tadr v'sheinu tadr, tadr kodem, that which is more frequent takes precedent over that which is less so. So what's done? Does a person first say Kiddush Lavana, or does a person count Sfiras HaOmer? That was the question that was asked. So the Piskei Tshuvos brings down this halacha based on a Mishnah Berurah in Shulchan Aruch, and says that the minhag ha'olam to be makdim Sfiras HaOmer Kiddush Lavana. That the minhag is, and it's interesting that that's the lashon, that the custom that we have is that first the person counts Sfiras HaOmer, and then only afterwards makes the bracha of Kiddush Lavana. Now, because of the fact that it's a minhag, that means that there's some level of what is ambiguous still as it relates to why one would do it. What's the nekudas ha'machlokes? The essence is whether or not we say that one of the two choices is more tadir. And here he explains in a little bit more detail. There are those who are mesupik le'inyan tadir. Im zeh shemekachin alavana le'itim af she'enu elu yudbeis pa'amim b'shana hareze tadir le'gabe sfiras ha'omer. Maybe by virtue of the fact that it happens more frequently, because after all, we say Kiddush Lavana 12 times throughout the course of the year. And so therefore, when do we count Sfiras HaOmer? We count Sfiras HaOmer in one tekufa, in one period of time. And so therefore, the 12 is measured greater, of course, than the 1. And so then Mitzad Echad on one hand. So it seems then, it would be that it's appropriate for us to say Kiddush Lavana first. Or, others suggest that Sfiras HaOmer, Shehi Memtes Yom Tadira Legabe, Kiddush Lavana. You know why? Because after all, even though it's in one tekufa, there's 49 parts. 49 is greater than 12. And just very simply, then if you're going to say the tadr is in that case, and then really it should be, that's perhaps the reason why he says that the minhag is for us to say Sfiras HaOmer. It's not just because of the fact that we're in shul already, Bereva Madras Melech, which are other reasons why, brought down in the poskim, why that could be. But suffice it to say, in the concept of tadr, you have two different possibilities in the plukta and the poskim, whether or not we say the tadr is Kiddush Lavana or tadr is Sfiras HaOmer. So the minhag, the Piskei Tshuvos writes that the minhag ha'olam is that first we count Sfiras HaOmer and then we would say Kiddush Lavana. Now it's interesting to note that what happens circumstantially if you're worried that you're going to miss Kiddush Lavana. So he says, Amiyu, you should know, Kishiyesh Riboy Anonim. Let's just say it's a very cloudy evening and you're worried, V'yesh Chashashi, Im Yavr Zman, L'yochul Kaddush Lavana. That means if you're worried that if you push it off, now how much more time are you going to miss out by counting Sfiras HaOmer till you get outside to do Kiddush Lavana? The answer is it's a couple of minutes, but in those couple of minutes, you know how fast, how many times we've been outside, we're ready to say Kiddush Lavana, and it's already hiding behind Echad Me'anonim. So therefore, if we're worried about that, so even though the regular, normal thing is for us to count Sfiras HaOmer first, so somebody can make a achraz, a person can make an announcement, you should know, very cloudy evening, that the moon is in and out of the clouds, and so therefore, what one can do, because it's not so clear, 100%, b'mea achuz, that this is what we should be doing. It's a plug in the postgim. So therefore, if one's worried they're not going to be able to mekadesh the Levana, yakdimu kiddush Levana, the Sfiras HaOmer. So circumstantially, then you could just reverse the order, whereas otherwise we don't reverse the order. Tadr v'sheinu tadr, tadr kodem is not to be compromised. But in such a situation where it's a cloudy night, you're going to miss it, so don't want to miss that. And therefore, we could be able to be efshur l'kayim shnehem and a shalom al Yisrael. We'll stop here. Continue, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow evening. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash, Omer, Ratzon Kedush Baruch Hu.